Hello, and welcome to our program, Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morrell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the November 2023 issue of Prevention Magazine here on OWL Radio. Prevention, November 2023. Test your first aid smarts. Are you prepared to handle a mishap or an emergency? 1. What's the best way to stop a nosebleed? A. Tilt your head back and hold a tissue against your nose. B. Lean slightly forward and firmly pinch the soft part of your nose shut. C. Plug your nostrils with tissue or toilet paper until the bleeding stops. The best answer is B. Forget any advice you may have heard to tilt your head back to stop a nosebleed. This can cause blood to trickle down your throat, which may create issues such as nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. The best way to halt a nosebleed is to sit upright with your body and head leaning slightly forward and firmly pinch the soft part of your nose continuously for 10 minutes. If the bleeding doesn't stop, pinch for another 10 minutes. You can place a cold pack on your nose above where you're pinching, which may also help slow bleeding and help with any discomfort. Head to urgent care or the emergency room if the bleeding doesn't stop within 30 minutes. 2. Should you let a minor wound air out or cover it? A. Cover it as soon as possible. B. Keep it uncovered as a scab can form. And the best answer? A. That cut from a slipped knife needs to be covered, not allowed to breathe. Air can delay healing, but the moisture that's created under a bandage promotes new skin growth and helps keep cells involved in the healing process alive. Plus, if you leave a wound uncovered, it could come in contact with dirt or debris that may cause infection. Once a scab forms, you can uncover it, unless it's somewhere like on your foot where it could rub off, says Catherine Bowling, MD, a primary care doctor at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. To treat a minor cut or scrape, clean the area, then apply an antibiotic ointment and a bandage. And a side note, in order to form a scab, it does need some air. Otherwise, the bandage does only create moisture. 3. How should you handle a minor ankle sprain or stubbed toe? A. Head straight to urgent care. B. Follow RICE protocol. C. See an orthopedist. Best answer, B. Unless you're in incredible pain or something looks broken, no need to hobble to the doctor just yet, says orthopedic surgeon Clifford L. Jen, MD, medical doctor of the Institute for Foot and Ankle Reconstruction at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. Stay off your feet and follow RICE protocol for a few days. R, rest, I, ice 20 minutes at a time, several times a day. C, compression with an ACE bandage. E, elevation. If pain or swelling sticks around for more than a week or gets worse, see a doctor to check for fractures. 4. If you see someone collapse or become unresponsive, what's the first thing you should do? A. Immediately begin CPR. B. Shake them and speak loudly to try to rouse them. C. Call 911. The best answer? C. You might automatically kneel to start CPR if you see someone who is unresponsive or not breathing. However, you should always dial 911 first. Then you can begin chest compressions. This ensures that medical help is en route as soon as possible. Fake CPR on TV doesn't look hard, but when you're doing it effectively in real life, it's exhausting. So you want help on the way as soon as possible so you won't become too exhausted to continue, says Dr. Bowling. If there's another bystander around, have them dial 911 when you start CPR. If you're alone, put your phone on speaker mode and place it on the ground so you can communicate with 911 operators while doing compressions. How to do hands-only CPR. Place both hands on top of each other in the middle of the person's chest. Using the heel of your hand, press down hard and fast and continue until help arrives. Pushing to the beat of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees or Crazy in Love by Beyoncé and Jay-Z can help you keep up the right rhythm. 5. Which product should definitely be included in a first aid kit, but isn't always? A. A tourniquet. B. Over-the-counter pain medications such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen. C. Squeeze and shake hot and cold packs. A is the best answer. Having a tourniquet on hand for emergencies is smart. Accidents happen, so being able to stop extreme bleeding until EMS arrives could be the difference between life and death. Having a tourniquet and knowing how to use it is important, says Dr. Bowling. If you don't have one or it's not nearby, a belt, a necktie, or anything you can tie tightly works as a makeshift one. To apply a tourniquet, place it about 2 inches above the wound. It needs to be there to stanch blood flow, and pull it as tightly as possible, following any other instructions in the manual. Prevention Magazine, November 2023. Grow your self-compassion. Learn how to start thinking, I love myself and I appreciate myself. 1. Write yourself a love letter. 2. Be your own best friend. 3. Try supportive touch. When should you dial a televet? A televet is a great option for behavior problems, non-urgent questions, and after-hours care. It's useful for a vet to see what's going on in real time over video so they can suggest modifications or next steps, says Hello Ralphie veterinarian Megan Conrad, DVM Televets. Can also help with questions about topics like feeding that don't require a physical examination but may need discussion. It's critical to see a veterinarian in person if your pet might need an x-ray or blood work. It's also best to turn to your own vet for a chronic condition as televets can't prescribe medication in all states. And be sure to bring your pet to their vet's office for a checkup at least once a year. Prevention Magazine, November 2023. Move of the month, happy hips. This move really stretches your hips and the muscles surrounding them. This helps improve overall mobility, posture, and stability as you walk, climb stairs, and go about your day. 1. Begin in a seated position, legs splayed out. 2. Bring your left leg in so it bends at the knee. Then rotate your torso so the left and bend. Let's try that again, listeners. 2. Bring your left leg in so it bends at the knee. Then rotate your torso to the left and bend your right leg so it's also bent at the knee, but behind you. 3. Lean forward and try to lift your right foot and ankle as high off the floor as possible. 4. Hold for a few seconds, then lower your leg again. Repeat 10 times, then switch legs and repeat. So once again, number 1, begin in a seated position, legs splayed out. Obviously, you're on the floor. 2, bring your left leg in so it bends at the knee. Then rotate your torso to the left and bend your right leg so it's also bent at the knee, but behind you. 3, lean forward and try to lift your right foot and ankle as high off the floor as possible. 4, hold for a few seconds, then lower your leg again. Repeat 10 times, then switch legs and repeat. So basically, listeners, you're sitting on the floor Indian style with your legs crossed in front of you. And what you do is you rotate your torso. You keep your left leg in front of you. You rotate your torso so that your right leg is behind you and it's bent at the knee. Prevention Magazine, November 2023. Wellness, healthy hobby, bowling. A night out with friends could turn into a fun time with physical and mental health benefits. Bowling is one of those rare activities that can be a blast, whatever your age or skill level. If you were to stand right inside the front door of a bowling center, you'd almost always hear the people walking out say, "Man, that was fun," says Chad Murphy, executive director of the United States Bowling Congress, the organization that oversees bowling at a national level. A big draw of bowling is the fun of doing it with a group of people you love hanging out with. When we do surveys and ask, "How did you get into bowling?" almost everybody says either a friend or a family member took them, says Murphy. And when you're around people you care about and enjoy, I think it's great for your mental health. Bowling also lets you move your body and be physically engaged in the process. Carrying the ball takes an effort. There's some muscle toning going on there, and athletic movement timing is involved. Get started. It's really as simple as finding a bowling center near you. And there are over 5,000 centers nationwide, says Murphy, who suggests searching on gobowling.com. Once you go with a family or a group of friends, find out what level of seriousness they want to have, says Murphy. Some will just do it for fun. Some will be social, and other folks want to get better at it. Prevention Magazine, November 2023. Natural fixes ease your arthritis pain. These expert-approved home remedies can bring relief, by Madeline Hayes. More than 58 million Americans struggle with arthritis every day. The swelling of joints can cause pain that may come and go or stick around all the time. Inflammatory arthritis is any type in which your body's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy tissue, causing inflammation and pain that often affects multiple joints at the same time. Rheumatoid and psoriatic are two common kinds. Overuse arthritis, known as osteoarthritis, comes from wear and tear on the joints and typically affects one joint area at a time. How to treat the pain naturally. You may be able to minimize pain flare-ups by avoiding processed foods and sugary beverages, staying properly hydrated, and doing low-impact exercise regularly to support long-term joint health. There are other options too, says Tamika Henry, MD, a board-certified physician and founder of Unlimited Health Institute. Here are three she thinks are worth a try. Turmeric. This spice, in particular, the curcumin in it, boasts anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, which can help reduce pain and inflammation. Try adding turmeric to your meals or sip on turmeric tea. You can also try a curcumin supplement. The Arthritis Foundation recommends 500 milligrams twice a day. Turmeric can cause nausea, cramping, or changes in bowel patterns. So consult your doctor if you experience any of these issues. Transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, known as TENS or TENS, is a treatment in which a device generates an electric current thought to stimulate nerve cells and block the transmission of pain signals, which can help with pain management. You can buy a TENS unit to use at home. It comes with electrode pads you'll place above and below or parallel to the achy joint. This will send an electric current to your nerves, ideally overriding pain signals. Before you buy, you may want to try TENS with a physical therapist. Some people find the tingling sensation uncomfortable. Paraffin wax. A paraffin wax bath can be helpful for arthritis in the hands and feet. The heat from the wax dilates blood vessels, improving circulation and helping ease pain and stiffness. You'll need a wax bath as well as a paraffin wax, both typically available at pharmacies. Follow the instructions. If the wax is too hot, you may develop a rash or a burn, so always check its temperature before getting started. You'll move your hand or foot in and out of the wax before leaving the wax on with plastic wrap around it for about 20 minutes. When should you see a doctor? To avoid further joint damage, seek medical attention for persistent pain that is not alleviated by over-the-counter medications, unresolved swelling or redness, an area that is tender or warm to the touch. Prevention Magazine, November 2023. 35 tips that make it easier and more delicious with eating. Are you in the Food is Life Club? Or are you mainly about giving your body what it needs to run? Both are legit, but either way, it's well proven that a balanced diet provides essential nutrients that keep all our organs, muscles, bones, skin, and eyes as healthy as possible. So there's almost nothing more important than finding workable good eating habits. And that's why we asked our go-to nutrition experts for their best tips and tricks for a healthy, happy approach to food by Alyssa Young. Good, sustainable nutrition is a lifestyle. There's no quick fix. People want nutrition to be slick, but it's not. It's a long-term practice. It's about creating better habits and understanding how certain foods and nutrients affect the way you feel, says Vanessa Rossetto, RD, co-founder of Kulina Health. This doesn't have to be overwhelming or all-consuming. Start by identifying just one small change you can make today and keep adding more each week. Start your day with protein. You'll feel fuller longer and your blood sugar will be more stable, which helps with sustained energy and steady mood. Have yogurt, eggs, tofu scramble, and a smoothie bowl topped with nuts and seeds. Any of these is a great breakfast to fuel you. Freeze leftovers individually, not in a bulk. Divide leftovers into TV dinners. It saves you from thawing huge portions and refreezing what you don't eat, which can degrade food quality. Food quality is an important part of making sure your meal is satisfying. Seek out umami. Asian staples such as nori, kelp, and wakame are nutritious, filled with essential vitamins and minerals, and bring both umami flavor that can help you cut back on sodium, a smart move for your heart, kidneys, and bones. Look for furikake, kelp, or dulse flakes and add them to rice, salads, popcorn, or toast. Treat yourself to a fun water bottle. A water bottle with encouraging messages, time markers for tracking, pretty designs, or a straw can make drinking enough H2O more appealing. Staying hydrated helps the body function properly and keeps away dehydration signs like headache, mood swings, and a slump in energy. Chew, don't drink your meals and snacks. A smoothie or a protein shake is a smart pick in a pinch, but whenever possible, choose the whole food versions of fruit, veggies, and protein for a between meals pick-me-up. There's research to support the idea that actually chewing your food versus drinking it in the form of juices or shakes is more satiating, promoting, and my personal experience as a clinician has fully supported this notion, says Jacqueline London, RD, a national consultant and podcast host. Go to flavor builders. The better your food tastes, the more satisfying the bite. Try these to see if they work. A variety of condiments, hot sauce, mustard, and toppings like everything bagel, elote, sriracha, and allium seasonings will tickle your tongue. Strongly flavored cheese. Opt for the full fat version of soft, which can be goat, feta, or cotija, or hard, which can be Parmesan, Pecorino Romano, Gruyere cheeses, to add wonderful flavor and a hint of salt. Broths. Stock up on low salt or salt-free chicken, mushroom, veggie, beef, or fish broth. You can cook grains in it or use it to build and flavor sauces. Infused oils. You can steep rosemary, sage, thyme, garlic, citrus, or chili peppers in olive oil. Then drizzle the flavored oil over dishes just before serving. Or grab an infused bottle online or at a specialty store. Pickled veggies. Tangy pickled or fermented onions, carrots, or cucumbers enhance flavor and add crunchy texture. Nut and seed butters. Think almond, peanut, and sunflower seed butter and tahini. They are a good way to get fiber, protein, and healthy fats, and can be used to make creamy dressings, dips, or sauces. Dried fruit. It adds sweetness and fiber. Buy brands without added sugar and get creative by thinking beyond oatmeal and yogurt and adding to salads or veggie dishes. Roasted whole garlic cloves. Stick a big batch in the oven until they're soft and caramelized. Then keep in an airtight container to add richness and sweetness to meals. Tap into childhood. I like using food molds or cookie cutters to make pancakes and sandwiches and more shapes for special occasions, says Sue Ellen Anderson Hayes, MSRDN, founder of 360 Girls and Women, LLC. The table, plate, chair trick. You hear a lot about mindful eating, and one of the easiest ways to put it into practice is to commit to eating all your meals and snacks from a plate while seated at a table. Let go of perfection. There is no such thing as a perfect diet. Pay attention to hunger cues and how what you eat makes you feel. Once you have a healthy mindset around food and being well, your choices will reflect that. Be freezer savvy. Frozen food isn't the healthiest when you reach for ready-to-eat meals or other products that contain additives or excessive amounts of sodium, fat, and sugar. But frozen produce doesn't have these issues and can make your life a lot simpler. Frozen veggies are an underrated freezer staple. And don't skip the frozen fruit. Have themed dinners. So much of dinner stress is in the planning, and when the cuisine is already chosen, all you have to do is match ingredients and flavors to the menu. You can have themes like meat-free Monday, Taco Tuesday, stir-fry Wednesday, pasta Thursday, fish Friday, poultry Saturday, surprise Sunday. Whichever one you want, make it your own. Embrace almost mocktails. When you're in the mood for a drink, but not a hangover, pour a hydrating, super low-proof glass of sparkling bitters. Add 6 to 8 drops of bitters to sparkling water. They're sold in grocery and liquor stores and online in fun flavors like chocolate, grapefruit, and lavender. Skip superfood powders. These trendy drink enhancers may look like a hack for fruit or veggie intake, but they're no substitute for the real deal. You get more nutrients when eating an actual piece of fruit or veggie. Create joyful desserts. Everything in moderation might not sound so easy if you have a screaming sweet tooth. These ideas are definitely dessert worthy. Spread Greek yogurt on parchment paper. Top with berries or dried fruit, dark chocolate chips, and nuts, then freeze. Stuff dates with peanut butter and dark chocolate chips, or grate frozen fruit, like pineapple and watermelon, with a cheese grater to end up with a bowl of refreshing shaved ice. Do a classy fridge clean out. Once a week is a good idea to take everything out of the refrigerator and decide what's going to stay and what's going to go. It provides a no-cook dinner using some leftover scraps, and it helps reduce waste, saves money, and makes life easier. Try flavor prep. Think beyond dried spices when it comes to making food that's seasoned instead of bland. The trick is to have a variety of herbs, citrus, and other flavorings ready available. And freezing is a great way to do this and also preserve ingredients you may not have time to use while fresh. Try tinned fish. Think beyond a basic tuna sandwich. You can find plain, smoked, and flavored salmon, tuna, sardines, oysters, clams, crab, and even lobster and octopus. Tinned fish is convenient, and many kinds are a good source of omega-3s, which are essential for your heart and brain. You have been listening to Prevention on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. As always, thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morell saying goodbye from Al Radio.